What is going on, Facebook? What is going on, Fatherhood, for the rest of us? This is, we'll call it a BJJ report. It's a little delayed. The BJJ report, what is the creature feature? The creature feature is the competition today. Competition today was my first competition. And just making the decision to go and do it was a lot of fun. But everything that I took away from the competition or all the conversations that were had while you're there, one of the most interesting aspects of it I found to be was I wore my own jersey, right? Like, I wore my Fatherhood for the rest of us shirt there. Big shout out to Gerald Pimpleton for that message, Jerry. Hey, what's up? Wear your own jersey. So I wore Fatherhood for the rest of us shirt there. I actually handed out a few cards and had some conversations. And one of the guys that I had a conversation with, as it turned out, had a really similar story to myself. And that story was that, first of all, he's a counselor and works kind of in addictions. But part of his story was that he didn't have a dad growing up either. He's got two daughters, and his dad's on heroin, like addicted. And I was like, oh my god, my dad, kind of my similar story. And neither one of us having dads, both of our dads, being hooked. And he asked a really good question as we talked about fatherhood, and he said, do you think that having a dad makes or breaks you? And I said to him, I don't really think so, but I backpedaled a little bit. I said, I think having a father, that's putting the effort forth. I didn't say that to him that, but I said, I think that the father has the opportunity to give you a leg up, right? Both parents, of course. But I think that, when you've got both parent and father and mother that are given everything they got, then the children benefit. And I also said to him, I said, listen, not for nothing. I said, while I missed having a father while I was growing up, I would imagine him being this awesome dude, right? Like, he was always there for me or doing whatever. I don't think I was ever like Johnny throwing the football but I would imagine him just doing stuff for him. I'd imagine him out there doing amazing things. Whereas the reality of the situation is, while he wasn't in my life, he was out there still doing drugs. He was still out there not living his life to his fullest, right? Like, he was caught in a grip. I don't know what you want to call it. But I said, so as I look back, and he was, abusive as well. The same story with this guy, who has a brother that ended up growing up with his dad, and he grew up with his mother. And he goes, and I said to him, I said, for all things considered, if that had been the influence in my life wouldn't have turned out the way that it has. If I had had my father there in my life doing the things that he does and or did, then it could have gone terribly awry. I mean, it didn't. There were some rough spots to begin with, right? There were some real rough spots. So not having my father in my life in the condition that he was in was actually better than having him. So, he was able to say that his dad, his brother, grew up messed up because his dad was messed up, and his brother, bore the brunt of that and didn't turn out quite the same way. So he's able to see the difference in whether or not he had been in that household with his father. He's able to see the benefit of actually not having that particular father in your life. So it was a really good conversation, and the question that he posed was just awesome. And I had a couple other really good conversations as it relates to fatherhood. Bummed that I couldn't have my boys there today, but I also didn't want to, drag them around and not let them just kind of go out and do what they wanted to do today. And they hung out with mom and had a great time with Meg. Some other takeaways from the team. It was just a, it's a great experience when you go there to these events. Well, I act like I've gone to a whole bunch, but you know, when I got the opportunity to watch my teammates go, cheer on for them, I got the opportunity to learn, right? Because I lost a couple, one I think, and you know, and then I lost to this dude that was just big, but like, and it wasn't just that he was just big. I mean, he had skill, but it was just interesting going up and doing it. And on the sideline, I was really lucky to have, you know, some really good coaching. And what was funny about that is that, you know, they were telling me what to do, and I just listened, right? Like, I mean, I don't know what else to do anyways, and I've got some people with experience on the sideline coaching me into what to do because they do know better. And as I'm driving along the highway here, and I'm thinking to myself this, I've been in particular situations before where people have coached me, and I've probably just been oblivious to it and or didn't want to accept their coaching. You know, you have to be willing to accept the coaching for it to kind of work, because somebody's coaching on the sideline and hey dude, you were totally slow a minute ago, what are you doing? Come on, why don't you go ahead, do your thing, Mickey Mouse. Go, man, what are you doing? Anyways, I got this guy to the side of me here who's just like having troubles driving. Having the coaching and being willing to accept that coaching, and again, John Shell, Sam Steph, you guys did an amazing job today. I appreciate everything that you guys gave today to me in the coaching, to the accolades, and just, you know, encouragement. What was cool though is like they came up and they're like, you know, you listened to like everything we said, and that was great. And I was like, well, what were my options? If I wanted to succeed, I was best off listening to what you had to say. You know, but I think about that, and that's just the gist of it. Sometimes you don't know what's going to work, and somebody who's been in that situation they know what's going to work. They've been in that situation. They've seen it time and time and time and again. They're like, do this. You don't have to know the next move if somebody's willing to tell you what the next move is. I mean, that's part of coaching. And that can be frustrating, I think, for coaches when they're trying to give you some advice and information, and you're like, nah, I'm just going to go ahead and do it my way. Okay. You can do that, and you can go piss away your talent. You can go piss away. And by the way, I'm not always going to listen. I'm sure I'm going to have some, there's going to be some setbacks. But today, I just happened to, like, you know, be really receptive to coaching, and that was great. I enjoyed that because I felt like, again, that there was a partnership there. I felt like Rocky and Mickey, except different, except for one part where I felt like Rocky and the other guy was like the Russian. That's a true story. That's how I felt. There were a lot of opportunities to just kind of go be there and have the experience. And today, that was, I think, the biggest part of it. But back to the coach, I want to finish that up, because if you want to succeed and you want to do it your own way, right, then have at it. If you're asking for help, if you're asking for coaching, and the coach offers you some guidance, and then you still proceed to do it your own way, I guess the quickest way to say this is that you're doing a disservice to everybody, right? If you're like, I don't think he knows what he's talking about, well, then, you know, maybe you need a new coach. Maybe you need to work with somebody else. Or maybe you need to reevaluate the situation. Maybe you need to say, all right, well, the coach is telling me this for a reason. Coach is telling me this for a reason. I mean, Meg's experienced it too, right? Meg's experiencing it with the you know, both the CrossFit and Stronger You. You can keep trying and doing it your way, but if you keep doing it your way and you keep getting the same results, pointless, right? Anyways, man, all kinds of takeaways. My nose got bloody again today, and my biggest takeaway from that is to to just stop getting my nose bloody, right? To stop that. And it's just the journey is awesome, guys. It's got to be a willingness to step into it and start taking the steps. It doesn't even matter. The big push this week and the stuff that I've been putting out, the content that I've been putting out, did it with Beyond the Storm. And, you know, just day after day, starting. You know, the sooner you start doing, stepping towards, like, your dream, and you start being jiu-jitsu. Is it jiu-jitsu? Is it coaching? Is it podcasting? Whatever. The sooner it is that you start taking steps towards, you know, where you want to go, grow a tougher nose. Grow a tougher lip. John got it bad today too. Stop doing it wrong. The sooner you start doing what you keep telling everybody you want to be doing, the sooner you're going to be doing it, guys. I think that's about it, man. That's enough. Shell Shock, Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, thank you for all the coaching. The whole team, Dwayne, Marcus, his buddy who came along, Sam, Amanda was down there, and the you know, extended Shell Shock fam, right? The Ruba fam, everybody down there, all kinds of great encouragement and support. Thanks, Meg, for you know, letting me loose to go come out here and have this experience. And I am on my way home. And John, thanks, man. Again, I'm super proud. I certainly accept everybody, you know, saying good job. And because if you don't do that, that kind of sucks. I mean, it's like just kind of reflecting. Oh no, I'm not not worthy. I absolutely felt like I put the work in today, and I appreciate everybody telling me that, because that's the encouragement that keeps you going. At the same time, I have no problem saying that the coaching was amazing, and just really had a great day. All right, guys, I'm going to keep driving and get on home safely. Enjoy the rest of your evening, and we'll chat later.